Slices out of the old one.
Nice.
All right, that was great. So now I'd like to move on to item 587 because Dr. Moreland Capuya is here and will not be able to be here a long time. So we want to take that item, please, if there's no objection. And would you read the item, please?
587, appoint Dr. Alicia Moreland Capuya to the Portland Development Commission Board for a term to expire July 9, 2019.
So I'd like to invite Dr. Moreland Capuya to come up. And council members have had a chance, of course, to know this woman and her service to our city in a number of ways. She's the executive director of the Oregon Health and Science University's Avell Gorley Center for Healing. She's an assistant professor of public psychiatry at OHSU. But we also know her because of a large amount of community service, both through the foundation, but also through service on the Oregon Historical Society Board, the Oregon Health Policy Board, Healthcare Workforce Committee, I Have a Dream Oregon, the Governor's Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse Programs, and on our Community Oversight Advisory Board. So she is a serial volunteer and somehow manages to maintain incredible professional standing, but also serve this community in a lot of ways as a volunteer. So very proud to have you on our agenda today and that you are willing to take on a really big volunteer job of being one of the five members of the Portland Development Commission Board.
Mayor, I move the nomination before the candidate withdraws.
Before she withdraws.
Reconsiders her appointment.
It is a report. So
by unanimous consent.
So I don't know if you want to add anything to my resume that I read of yours, but again, thank you, Alicia, for your willingness to do this. It's a big deal.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to thank you, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Fritz, and Commissioner Fish, and also to Commissioner Saltzman and to Commissioner Novick. What most people don't know is that I actually was an urban studies minor, and I was very short from being a major. And so these things around city issues, I think it's very important as the city continues to develop and grow, it's not just important to consider what we develop, but how we develop. And I think that there's some very rich opportunities to participate in those discussions and being a little bit more mindful of the human impact of development, which I think is very, very important. And then the last thing I would say is I was reflecting on a quote this morning, and the quote was that the person who looks through an open window sees fewer than a person who looks through a closed window. And really what that means is that the person who's looking through an open window has everything right in front of them. And in some regards, that limits the one's sense of imagination or possibility. But those who's looking through a closed window, you kind of have to bust through that and kind of open that wide and look a little deeper, look a little wider. And so I think that my participation on the Portland Development Commission is what I'd like to call effectively widening and deepening the bench. In order to participate more effectively in this change process, I think that it does require a fresh, new perspective that kind of busts through the possibilities and imagination. So I'm very pleased with the opportunity to do that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Can I just ask a question in addition to the resume that was read?
Sure.
Jefferson High School graduate?
Absolutely.
And Rose Festival queen?
Absolutely.
So I think those two are particularly dear to me in seeing that you are homegrown and have doing great things in our community and are giving back to our community. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Yeah, this is Rose Festival season, and we did take our kids up to Washington Park to look at my plaque there that says Queen Alicia. But I won't tell you what year that was in.
You have to go look and find out.
I also want to say that you follow in very big footsteps. The two of our most honored citizens that you've had a lot of life experience with and partnership with are obviously former Senator Avell Gorley.
Yes.
Who was my state senator, and Kay Turan. Mm-hmm. And I had the honor of serving on her board and former nonprofit of the year executive. So that's that is, if you judge someone on the basis of the company they keep, you can't do any better than that.
Agreed. Thank you.
Well, and want to thank your husband, Daniel, for volunteering more time as a dad so you can do more as a community leader.
And thank you for that, because I think that that's the other piece, is that it totally is a partnership. And my husband, Daniel, is super-duper amazing. What I tell him, I won't sing here today, but I can tell you that he is sunshine on a cloudy day when it's cold outside. I got the month of May. That is Daniel, and I really appreciate his partnership, his love, and I definitely couldn't do it without him. So,
thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks. So is there anyone else who wants to comment on this report before we adopt it?
We had four people ask to testify.
Okay. Thank you very much. And you.
Yep. Thank you.
please.
Would Joe Walsh, David Keith Davis, and Crystal Alinsky please come up?
Come on up.
Is Crystal still here?
Come on up, please.
My name is Joe Walsh, and I represent Individuals for Justice. We oppose this appointment. We think that she's doing too much, that she's overburdened. And there is a point where if you volunteer for too many committees, that you cannot be effective in any of the committees. Your time is just taken up. And we oppose this appointment, and that's the main reason that we oppose it. There are other reasons, but I'm not going to go into those. you know, we're having a terrible time with co-op at the moment, and she's part of that, is my understanding. She plays a role in that also. That wasn't mentioned in the preview, but it's my understanding that she plays a role in that. I may be wrong on that, but our main concern is that she's overburdened. If I had to do what she's doing, I would be probably in a padded room someplace. So what we're suggesting is that not only is the talent should be looked at, but also the time that they spend on these committees. So you have absentees because they're overburdened. You have inattention because they're overburdened. And the more committees you sit on, the less you can do. So that's our objection. She's overburdened, and you should consider that. We fully acknowledge that you're going to okay this appointment. We're not here to talk to you. We're here to talk to the people listening to this. That there is a time. This is the first time in 8 years we have opposed any appointment that you made. First time. But looking at her resume, it's impressive. Too busy. Too busy. Just like you guys sometimes are too busy to pay attention and you get into trouble. Because you let something go. And we take you on. We have nothing else to do. We just take you on. But you are busy. So is she. Nice lady. Talented. Too busy. Thank you.
I appreciate the point, Joe. I do want to respond. And that was an issue that we discussed both in vetting the possible nominees for this position and her in particular. And her plan is to ramp down and discontinue some of her other volunteer service in order to put the time into this. Because you're right. There's a human limitation to how much people can do. So she understands that. I understand that. I think the council understands that she will be discontinuing or diminishing some of her other volunteer activities, assuming that this appointment goes forward, because this is a big job, and we want people that are fully involved in it. So, legitimate point. Thank you.
But I'm sure that you're aware that I believe in what people do, not what they say.
Yeah.
So you can say all kinds of good things and do nothing. I like it when people actually do something. So if she was to ramp down and say, okay, you know, I'm taking all of these out in order to do this job or this volunteer position, I would be impressed. But generally, well, I'm going to slow down a little bit. We all say that. I say that every week. Do I do it? No.
Thank you. Okay, you'd like to be next?
Okay. So, my name is David Keith Davis, and I think that she is also overburdened, and I also think that she needs to step down from COAB as one of her positions because she does a horrible job at that. She led a group bullying session after I was called a white supremacist, and I'm actually a Jew, okay? Bud Fuelis of COAB called me a white supremacist skinhead who targets black people. And, you know, she talked about the human impact of development. you know, yeah, I definitely understand the human impact of development and gentrification and all that other stuff that she's going to be a big part of. I understand that the Portland Development Commission felt that it was a good choice to go under the Hawthorne Bridge and fence it off and lease that land from ODOT in order to punish mentally ill people and homeless people that had been sleeping there. So that's a great job. And then, you know, I was labeled a white supremacist by one of her fellow COAB members, Bud Fuelis, who is a transgender person, and he actually serves on the board of directors at the National Organization of Women, you know, which, I don't know. I don't see a 60-year-old guy who's transitioning into being a woman to actually have the same experiences as a woman, okay? So I don't think he should be the chair of that. I think, you know, you got Bud Fuelis and all these people slandering me, calling me a white supremacist when I'm a Jew, right? Okay? And then what did she do afterwards? She talked to all the COAB people after I was kicked out because I made a big stink about that, right? Okay? Yeah, well, any Jew would probably make a big stink about that. But what she did was she said, well, this is unacceptable that Mr. Davis didn't like being slandered and called a white supremacist. And we're professionals and we demand respect. So, you know, this is unacceptable what Mr. Davis did. And, you know, and then, oh, wow, she works with Abel Gordley. Yeah, another great one who pointed out to Kathleen Sadat, oh, he's filming, you know. When I was sitting in a chair filming a COAB meeting, and then I was escorted by the police. So these people don't understand mental illness. She's an authoritarian dictator. I'm sure she bullies patients left and right. Or, you know, I mean, this lady needs to go find a job doing something that doesn't include other humans.
Thank you. You're out of time.
She is a...
Mr. Davis, you're out of time.
She's about as bad of a choice as you guys could ever... ever ask for.
Okay, thanks. Mrs. Linsky, I think you're next.
Hi, my name is Crystal Elinsky, and I represent 10,000. I will try to be short since I used a little extra time in my communications. I did mention the PDC in my communication, so I won't go there again. But I'll list some names. Carol Smith, Dan Staten, Larry O'Day. Last time I testified, Bernie Giusto, Mike Reese. DeVicky Phillips, Neil McFarlane. These people who get appointed, a lot of them need to resign, possibly indicted, especially when it comes to poisoning our children. I understand Kathleen Sadat just retired as well, resigned. It reminds me of when Hillary Clinton resigned because she was just too busy to do Secretary of State. She was sick and had to deal with her family, but now she's running for president, so go figure. And then same with former Attorney General Kroger, who couldn't handle it and then somehow went to Reed College. So, as a president, I don't really get it. But Kathleen Sadat, I've always honored her. And I approached her the other day. We were at a meeting together, and I said, I heard this OPB interview.
So I want you to focus on this appointment.
Exactly. This is very related because this is the same COAB group. And she told me, so she was on an OPB interview, and I said that I was disappointed in the way she expected every single person to be involved, that we needed more involvement, and the way she did it, because I feel the same. But I understand, and that's why I represent 10,000, that people can't be here. And yet we have the same volunteers and the same appointments and the same so-called experts. I would like to submit my application for Kathleen Sadat's position. She encouraged me to go to the most recent COAB meeting. I said I went to the first two. I was very disappointed. Judge Simon was great. I followed it tooth and nail along with the police. And then when I went to the COAB meeting, I was just floored. I don't really want to go. But she encouraged me, and I went, and we were the public in general, we were put down. It was incredibly demeaning, degrading, and dismissive, the way that they talked about it. And that was my impression, and I don't understand how people like this continue to get the same appointments and move on to other commissions. And when Commissioner Fritz says, you know, I'm so proud of all of our volunteers in Portland, we need to find ways to get more people involved, because we're starting to have this revolving door incestuous thing going on. So I would like to apply, so let me know how to do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
My name is Sarah Long, and so I've come before you guys before and told you that your main problem is that you don't have time. That is, again, something I see here. You didn't seem to understand why Ms. Linsky was making the points she was. They are very valid and important points. The reason these appointments are deeply problematic. Obviously, Dr. Moreland Capilla is an excellent doctor, and I have here she serves as executive director of the Abel Gordley Center of Healing at Oregon Health and Science University. She's an assistant professor of public psychiatry at OHSU, co-founder of the Capilla Foundation, a nonprofit established to improve access to healthcare, education, and agriculture in the African nation of Angola.
OHSU tortures primates and Guantanamo Bay prisoners.
That is true, but anyway, the fact that you have chosen someone who is so completely overstressed, it is, I respect what you're trying to do. You're trying to take someone who is a native Portlander, who is a black woman, and get her into this position on this board, and that's wonderful. But the fact that she is already so completely overstretched is indicative of just how sick and wan and on the verge of death our volunteerism system is. Okay, you guys need to be reaching out to other people. I strongly support Ms. Alinsky's application to take Kathleen Sadat's position. I think she'd be much, much better in the position. And you guys really, really need to find the time, okay, to listen to the people, not the echo chamber, not the establishment, the people.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all very much. Anyone else?
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog Communications, PDX. What we have a problem here is that at this point, I'm actually in agreement with Mr. Walsh, Mr. Davis, and the other speakers, and I'll state my reason. I attended these meetings at COAB where Mr. Davis was trying to film from different areas of the room, which I felt was completely appropriate for him to do that. He was told he could not by Ms. Sadat numerous times, leave, you're disruptive, we're going to have you arrested. Even well-known attorneys there, Mr. Steen and Mr. Rosenbaum, professor, all agreed with Mr. Davis. She made it a point to have him removed and arrested. That is a violation of his First Amendment rights, the United States Constitution. She was unconstitutional, what she did. That will be proven in court. When people in COAB agree with what she did and close these meetings down to the public, again, you're all unconstitutional. You don't believe in the First Amendment right of the public to speak. You need to continue these meetings, deal reasonably with somebody like Mr. Davis, who has every right to be in there filming, and understand next week you decided to cancel the meeting, which the mayor and Mr. O'Day were scheduled to appear per the settlement agreement. You canceled that. Had your own executive session, knowing that in an executive session, you can not have the public included. You know, that's very interesting. You want to make those moves because we watch this very close. Well, that's fine. You can do that. You talk about being inclusive or exclusive. Well, I'm telling you, you exclude the public. You include your ideas, what you want to say, and that's all that matters to you. So as of this time, what I've seen happen at COAB, very disappointed how that's being run. And as of this time, appointing you to PDC, guess what, City of Portland? Patrick Quinton made the biggest mistake on the United States Post Office building because he tarnished that by mistreating Jordan Snitzer on Centennial Mills property. Mistreated him. And if those are the kind of people you want to sit in these meetings, that's fine. You can have them all day long. But guess what? The public's standing up. The public doesn't like the way they're being treated. And don't forget, you represent the public. That is why you're there. COAB is to speak to the public. Listen to their ideas. Listen to Mr. Davis. Listen to Mr. Walsh. Listen to everybody in that room. The public has something to say. That's what these meetings are about. If you don't like those type of meetings, you don't like them saying maybe something you think is inappropriate, tough. Don't put yourself into those meetings. Put people in those meetings to understand that when the public is there, they want to speak. They want to get their ideas out there. If you don't like it, don't volunteer for these jobs. Just get out. Don't be on these boards.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all very much. Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah. Can I move the report?
No longer. Okay, let's take action on the report then, please.
Fish.
Well, Dr. Moreland Capula, thank you for stepping up and agreeing to serve. And I'll tell you, I've been on this council for probably seven and a half, 8 years. We've had plenty of hearings on nominees for the Portland Development Commission. We've had developers and lawyers and people from all kinds of walks of life. This is the first time that I've heard a hearing focus on whether someone is too busy to do the job. And I would be remiss if I didn't say under the circumstances that while people have a right to say whatever they want when they come before us, it struck me as patronizing to tell someone of your credentials that you are incapable of budgeting your time and making the commitment. And frankly, I was embarrassed by the testimony.
I'm embarrassed by you, asshole.
Hey, okay, you're excluded if you say another word.
So call in Jews a white supremacist.
And so are you, Mr. Davis.
Mr. Fishhead. Your fucking brain is like a dead fish sitting on the dock rotting. Your brain is mush. You're a zombie politician with a dead fish.
Get the fuck out of office.
You're a fucking brain. You're a total...